We're going to study the Maharal in Nisiv Ois Olam, Nisiv Ahavas Horea, Perek Aleph. The Maharal begins with a pasuk that Rashi brings in connection with V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The Gemara famously in Maseches Shabbos describes how Hillel agreed to try to teach a ger, a prospective proselyte to Yiddishkeit, all of Torah al regel achas. And what Hillel said to this prospective ger was, Da'aloch sani l'chavrach le'savid. Rashi there quotes the pasuk from Mishle, Re'acho v'rea avicho al ta'azov. Re'acho, your compatriot, your friend, and the friend of your father, al ta'azov, don't forsake them. Keep that friend close. Uve'sachicha al tavoy b'yayim edecho. In your difficult day, in your sad day, don't necessarily go to your brother's home. Tov shachein karov me'ach rachok. A good neighbor who's close to you is much better than an ach rachok, even a brother, but one who's far away. The Maharal says, Shlema HaMelech Alav HaSholem Ratzalaymer, Shlema HaMelech wants to say, Ki Ha'odom Yischaber Bechavar Ubereya HaToiv, keep your bond close with this good friend, Va'al Yazav Oisai, don't let go of him. Va'afreya Oviv Lo Yazav, and your father's good friend, don't forsake that friendship, don't let go of him. Va'al Yovei Beis Achiv B'yom Eidai, don't run to your brother in your most difficult time. Rak im yechseloi dover v'yirtzelish al eitza yavi l'reyoi. You need help. You need good advice. You need someone to support you, to give you help and succor. Go to your friend, your good friend. Shehu yoyser toiv loy me achiv. He, that friend, is better than your brother. Why? V'zeh ki hareya shehaya ish rachak v'niskare ve'lov. Because a friend who's not a blood relative, who's not someone you are automatically or biologically linked with, and then nevertheless they became close, you've become close to someone who doesn't have a natural relationship with you, doesn't have a biological relationship with you, wasn't raised by the same parents, wasn't born from the same womb, and yet you've become so close, there must be something very important, something significant and qualitatively superior to what makes your relationship happen. Mizeh tuchal ladasu lahavin. From that, you can know and understand, ki hachibur hazeh hu gadol yoser. That bond is greater. Shim lo kein lo hischaber elav. Otherwise, they would not come to be joined in their friendship. Nekach gadol hachibur shalahem. Therefore, their bond is great, even greater than that which one might have with a brother. V'loy kein achiv, shein hachibur shalahem rak mitzad shenoldu min av echad. That's an accident of birth. They're just brothers, not because they have an affinity, but because they have the same father. V'ein hachibur hazeh k'moy hachibur shal re'im. This is not the same as the bond that joins true friends, true loving friends to one another. V'dover zeh tovin, mimashe makdim, rochay kodim karev. That's something you see in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, shenemar shalom, shalom la'rochayk v'la'karev. V'amru, Chachamenu said, b'makom shebali tshuva oimdin, tzadikim gemurim einim yucholim la'amod. That this is all about a person who is close to Hashem, after having been very distant from Hashem. Maybe the person had gone off and away from godliness, and away from Torah mitzvos. Maybe the person was not ever involved in Torah mitzvos. Perhaps he wasn't, or she wasn't blessed to be born into a religious, into an observant background, and never really had anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu until they came, they made effort, and evolved, and worked on becoming great human beings, great Yidden. V'chibur harachik kaidam. Note that in the pasuk it says shalom larachik before shalom lakarif. That the one originally more distant has this sense of being with shleimus, shalom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a place that even the one who was always karov doesn't have. And therefore, mipnei shehoya meirachok v'niskarev, v'hachibur shaloi yoyser, ulakach makdim loy shalom. So the word shalom is, and shalom exists for, and in a sense is of a certain character that's greater for the one who was rachok than the one who has been karev. Shehashalom hu hachibur v'chibur harachok kaitim. V'od yesh hefrish, ki ha'ach nikra mitzar ha'toilado, or ha'toldo. Ach, a brother, is because they were born from the same father. Ve'ein shem ha'ach rak mitzad sheyesh lehem avechot shehu haschala lehem. This is where they come from, but not who they are. Ve'ein zeh mitzad atzmam. So here, the Maral is saying that it's not only that there must be something that joins them together that's even more powerful than mere biology or genetics. He is saying that it is also simply that it's from them. It's not sourced in where they come from, but in who they are and what they have become. Aval shem harayos hu mitzad hachibur ba'atzmam. Olafichach yoser chibur harayim min ha'achim. So therefore there is a greater bond between, and a greater sense of affinity between these good friends than even between brothers. Now we'll continue in these editions of the Nesivos Olam on page Kuf Chaf Tes. Where he concludes this paragraph by saying that when it says in the pasuk Re'acha v'Re'a Avicha, it may be the same person. Kleimar Oisai Shehu Re'acha Shegam Haya Re'a Avicha Kleimar Avisecha V'Davarzeh Inyan Gadol Ma'od. This is a great idea because we're talking about somebody who has ahava for the family and for where you come from, for your ancestry, meaning this is a person with appreciation that's all about Ahavas Yisrael. She Yehaves Reyoi Kemoisoi. Aval Davazeh Bishvil She Yisrael Heim Am Echad. So this is a person who has Ahavas Yisrael, and the greatness of Ahavas Yisrael is because when you look at Am Yisrael and you see the greatness of the nation and you see the distinct great character and holiness of the nation, and that it is Am Echad, the one unique people bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you love those people. So now it makes sense that all those who are Yisrael are like one Adam. Atem Kurim Adam. They're like one body, one man, like one person. And so they have such love for each other because they are like one person. If you don't have love for a fellow Jew, then it would betray that there's maybe no real sense of Am Yisrael being so unique, in that you don't have such affinity, which you should have if you're also close uniquely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulekach ha-mitzvah bi-Yisrael v'yahavto l're'acha kamoicha. That's why there's this mitzvah of Yehavto l'Re'acha Kamoicha, u'kva b'yarnu, b'perek Moshe Kibbal, t'ormisina, ki dover zeh, she'ohev habriyos, hu ahavas Hashem Yisbarach gamkein. Loving your fellow Jew is ahavas Hashem Yisbarach at the same time. Ki mi she'ohev es echod, because if you love someone, ohev kol ma'isi yodav asher asa upal, then you love all of that which that person is about and what that individual has created. So if you love Hashem, you love His people. If we are the closest nation to Hashem, if we are Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, and if you love Hashem, then you have to love what he loves. So the Maral says the true Ahavas Reim is a continuation, an extension of true Ahavas Hashem Yisbarach. Ulefichach kasher ohevas Hashem Yisbarach I efsher shelo yahav es bruov. V'im husayne habrius v'chas v'shalom has a sense of distaste for or is in a relationship of hate, loyalenu, or enmity toward fellow Jews, then it can't be that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has created them and who has them and he keeps them so dear and so close. In the next paragraph, on Medrash Tahres Kainim, on the words, V'yahavtu l'reacha kamaycha, Rav Akiva says, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, Ben Azai, Omer, Zeh Sefer, Toldos Adam. Hu klal yosem izeh. That's a greater klal somehow. Zeh Sefer, Toldos Adam is a greater klal, and the question is, why? So first, here, the Maral explains what the meaning of Yahavtu l'reacha kamoicha is by discussing the Gemara we mentioned earlier, the Gemara in Shabbos, where Rabbi Akiva says, V'yahavtu l'reacha kamoicha ze klal gadol b'Torah, can be understood using what Hillel said to that would-be ger, Da'aloch sane l'chavrach le'savid. And after discussing Rashi's pshat, the Maral says as follows: V'nir lefarish kimasha omar madasani loch lechavrich lesavid kol ze mipnei she'oyhev lechaveru k'moy shehu oyhev es atzmai v'chol ze she'ro'yu la'ohev es chaveru mipnei she'nivra chaveru b'dmusay u'b'tzalmai. The reason to love your fellow Jew is because he's in the same dmus and tzalim, he is in the same image as this person himself. He himself, if he is a tzelem elikim, recognizes the tzelem elikim in his fellow yid, in his chaver. Umbipnei sheyesh lehem dmus v'tzelem echod, harei b'tzad hazeh, chaveroi v'hu atzmai, davar echod. If he, the person we're talking about, the one who should be ohev es chaveroi, if he is a Tzelem Elohim and recognizes the Tzelem Elohim in his fellow Jew, so then they have a natural affinity. Kasha yesh lehem Tzelem Echod legamri, because they have the same qualities, the same identity. They have the same getlichkeit, the same godliness. They are in the Dmus Elohim both and appreciate that Dmus Elohim, appreciate that godliness beheld, apprehended, as one looks at one, as one lives and sees what the other person's life is like, and they have this natural affinity and love. The great mala you'll see in that other person is who? That's a great human being. And if you can see that in the other person, it's because you have that and appreciate that greatness yourself, and so the two of you have this very, very unique and special bond. It's the bond of the holy Tzelem Elohim that you share, that you both have. Now we'll skip ahead where the Maral says that it's this idea of the Dmus and Tzelem Elohim that brings two people to be so close and appreciate each other. That's why Ben Azai's Pasuk of Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam is Klal Yoser Mizeh. The Maral says, Va'od ki b'pasuk Zeh Nemar b'feirush. The Pasuk Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam says, continues, B'yoyim b'ray alikim Adam, b'dmus alikim asa oisai. That pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man in his, in God's image. Ubezeh ha-pasuk nizker ki kol toldos Adam nivru b'tzelem elikim. that man is a result of the Tzelem Elohim with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended him to be formed and shaped. But we are supposed to assume the Tzelem Elohim. This is much bigger than v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, because ki v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha mashma kamoicha v'lo yoyse min kamoicha v'mumzbaza im kein chavera gam kein yiyya mizbaza. What happens if the person we're talking about is a very simple person and maybe even mizbaza? The person is not of a great stature. Person is someone not very worthy. Then what can he appreciate in another human being? Only that little bit that he might appreciate about himself. So if a person is living a very basic, down-to-earth, maybe even a hedonistic, self-motive, self-interest, selfishly indulgent life where, you know, just having a good time is all that the person cares about. So how much respect for another person is that person going to have? If life is just about this pleasure and indulgence, then when looking at another human being, this person is not going to necessarily appreciate or see much more than he sees in himself. It says that you'll see and appreciate in the other what you can see and appreciate in yourself. But that's because you won't be able to see and understand the greatness in another human being if you don't have it, if you don't begin to understand it yourself. Aval pasuk zeh, but this pasuk, ben azay's pasuk of zeh sefer toldos adam, loiksiv kamoicha, rak bedmus elokim asa isay. Here it doesn't say just as you are, but rather it shoots higher and aims for us to appreciate the Tzelem Elohim in a man, in a human being. Lekach hu klal yoser v'yoser. That's why it's a greater, more encompassing view of the greatness of man and the appreciation that we should have of another human being, that we can and should have of another human being, because if we have a sense of aspiring to be great, aspiring to be holy, aspiring to be noble, if we have a sense of the nobility of man, then we can see it and come to respect it and embrace it when we see it in our fellow man. And that's how and why the Maral says, Ben Azai's Pasuk of Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, B'dmus Elokim Asa Aisa, is greater even than V'yahavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha. So the Maral is teaching us that the appreciation and love we have for our fellow Jew stems from the fact that we are one nation, that we are a people unique in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here he is saying that in Ben Azai's terms, it's because of the Tzelem Elohim we share with each other. It's that Getlichkeit, that beautiful godliness, that uplifted holiness that we each have. And that's what brings us to be so close and to identify with each other and appreciate each other and love each other.